Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 35, verses 3 through 7. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning is from Isaiah chapter 35. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most of you know the overall framework and construction of the church year. You know that it's broken into three different times: the time of Christmas, the time of Easter, and the time of the church. And in each of these times, there are seasons. Thus, within the time of Christmas, we have the seasons of Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany. But what of today? Yesterday was Transfiguration for those churches who go along with the three-year lectionary. The last Sunday of the Epiphany, and this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. Today, we stand at the precipice, in the divide, so to speak, caught between two different times, that of Christmas and that of Easter. Now, if you're from New Orleans or want to be there this week, well, then these would be the days of excess. Lundi Gras and Mardi Gras, right? Otherwise known as Fat Monday and Fat Tuesday. Opportunities to feed the flesh, that which it will be denied during Lent. Now, the historic lectionary solves the problem, so to speak, a little differently by actually beginning the time of Easter 3 weeks ago with the season of pre-Lent. That's where the Jesima Sundays reside: Septuagesima, Sexagesima, and Quinquagesima, or 70, 60, and 50 days before Easter, respectively. Now, apparently the church either can't count or it doesn't want you to be just too specific just yet. It simply wants to orient us to face, to look at, and think of Easter, to see the road that we must travel before we set out, to prepare for us the journey with the destination already in mind clearly, to fix our eyes so firmly upon our Lord that we see him only and his goodness for us, thus making the difficult journey bearable. Now, this idea is helpful, particularly as we are gathered here today, just 41 calendar days away from the triumphal entry. Likewise, our reading this morning brings encouragement. We hear, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. And yet it also points us to the end. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. It also describes to us some of the things that we're going to see upon the way. The eyes of the blind will be opened, the lame shall leap, the mute will sing. Thus we turn our eyes with Jesus to the end, that is, to the cross, and through the cross to the resurrection, for he is the resurrection and the life, sent to seek and to save. But Pastor, when are we going to see those things that are promised upon the way? When will the blind see? When will the lame leap and the mute sing? When's the last time that anything like that has happened? when someone was miraculously healed. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who has been buried with Jesus in their baptism will likewise walk in newness of life. The one who has been given ears to hear hears the word of truth. The one who says Jesus is Lord speaks by the Holy Spirit. The one who has faith in these words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins has exactly what they say, and that one sees clearly the body and blood of Jesus. The truth is that these things happen so frequently in our sight that we don't see them for what they are. Miracles wrought by our living, loving Lord. Instead, we neglect these gifts and we pass over them, wanting more than the ordinary. We doubt, we argue with each other, we second guess, we fail to put the best construction on things, we fail to see our Lord at work in the regular, everyday ways in which he serves us through our neighbors. Repent. You have not been promised a visible spectacle like the Super Bowls of yesterday and days long past. Rather, you have been promised faith to see and believe the things that are not seen by the naked eye. Cling mightily to that promise and fix your eyes on Jesus, the firstborn from the dead. For you who were dead in your trespasses, have been raised with new life washing over you and the Holy Spirit having breathed into your lungs. You who were once deaf now hear that you are forgiven all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You who are blind now see the salvation of your God, who has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. You who were mute have been given lips to sing his glory, a tongue to proclaim his mercy, a throat to shout the hope that fills you, and a mouth to speak his holy name. For in the desert of your once wild heart, your Lord caused waters to break forth, to stream and overflow. In the burning sands of your innermost being, your Lord caused a pool to well up, and springs of living water bring forth reeds and rushes to flower and flourish. Thus we today stand at the precipice, caught between this life and the next, and we are called to live our lives accordingly, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. And do not be anxious, for the Lord your God will come again to rescue you from this haunt of jackals. For though the hands still feel just a little bit weak and the knees feeble, know that the Lord has promised to strengthen them for the days ahead. Though the journey seem long and the destination distant, know that the Lord will see you through to the other side. For he is risen from the dead, death will not hold him. And where the head goes, the body, that is you, will follow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.